In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello everyone. Long-time subscribers will have had a little shock seeing my face pop up in their feeds. I know it's been a very long time. Somewhere between COVID and my books, it became quite difficult for me to keep up with the podcast. You'll know that most of my output is on Instagram, but for me, Instagram isn't a great platform for longer form content, nuance or depth, and I do miss the podcast for that. So today's episode is a little experiment, a shorter format, maybe 5 minutes or so, where I share some thoughts. Long enough to be able to say something of value, I hope, but short enough not to become too much of an admin burden. And this topic is one that's been swirling around in my head for a little while. It's an observation of an aspect of envy. When you look to the side and see someone doing better than you. And rather than feeling happy for them, wishing them well, you become angry or resentful. In everyday terms, we might call this sour grapes or being a bad loser, but that's not quite right because often it's not about objective failure. It's comparative. It's not that objectively I am doing badly, it's that I've noticed someone else is doing better. Let's begin, as ever, with a definition. Envy is the experience of wishing that you had something, whether that's a material possession, personal quality, characteristic, skill, popularity, whatever, that someone else has. It may be accompanied by feelings of resentment towards the other person and or a desire to bring them down or supersede them. Envy, to my mind, gets a bad rap. You know, it's considered a bad or negative emotion. Again, long-time listeners will know that I don't think any emotions are bad. You can scroll back through the feed to find the podcast where I am a cheerleader for anger, in fact. But envy does feel unpleasant, and it had the misfortune of being listed as one of the 7 deadly sins, and it's quite tough to come back from 1,500 years of bad press. But for me, it's not the emotion itself that's the problem. That's just the signal. It's how you respond to it. That is the indicator of emotional maturity or otherwise. And one of the things that can happen when you experience envy is the onset of cognitive dissonance, which is the feeling of psychic or mental unease when you find yourself holding 2 or more contradictory beliefs. So let's say that you hate smoking. You think it's disgusting and that people who smoke are silly and reckless. But then you discover that that smart, attractive person you met at work and have been chatting to smokes. So now you have 2 conflicting viewpoints and you are compelled to resolve the conflict. So either that person isn't as smart and attractive as you thought, or maybe smoking isn't so bad. And we tend to resolve the conflict in a way that allows us to maintain a consistent view of ourselves. So in the case of envy, we'll start from the position that you feel that you are the best, or at least, you know, you're pretty damn close and deserving of the greatest things, the greatest accolades and admiration. But then you see that someone else is better than you or doing better than you. This provokes a state of cognitive dissonance that has to be resolved for you to be able to feel calm again. And the two options for resolution here are, one, maybe you're not as special as you think you are. Or two, the other person doesn't deserve the envied characteristic or quality or thing, or at least not as much as you do. And therefore, there must be some kind of injustice, unfairness, or conspiracy to blame. The first resolution, maybe you're not so special, is, as you can imagine, extremely uncomfortable and can feel very threatening. This is because the belief that one is or needs to be special is A, socially endorsed, and B, often develops as a defense against an unconscious conviction of the opposite, a deep, quiet suspicion that one is not very special at all. It is as though there is a voice inside that is constantly saying, you are worthless, you are worthless, you are worthless. And so a sense of entitlement, counterintuitively, a sense of entitlement can develop, which acts almost like headphones to muffle out the sound of that voice. And so to remove those headphones can feel unbearable, particularly if you don't have the ego strength to feel average or normal, just like everybody else. And so the second resolution removes the need to have to deal with that internal voice. And instead, the sense of persecution is just put outside. It's projected into the outside world. So it's not that you are average, normal, fine, just like everybody else. It's that someone else is shortchanging you. They have an unfair advantage, or there is some sort of conspiracy against you in some way. So this resolution helps you to maintain your own sense of goodness or specialness, but the tax that you pay is that you have now constructed a reality in which you cannot really trust anyone. And such a position can undermine the relationships that you already have, as well as any new relationships that you might want to develop in the future. All right, I said I would keep this short. So I guess the important thing is being able to discern whether you truly are being unfairly treated and overlooked, because of course it does happen, or whether this sense of unfairness is being generated internally from your difficulty tolerating envy. So here are a few questions to consider.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
First, have a look around you. Are you objectively doing well? Does the intensity of the anger or resentment or unfairness that you're experiencing make sense in the context of your current circumstances? So without looking at anybody else, thinking about where you are right now and trying to see whether the intensity of that difficult feeling makes sense in the context of your actual life. Two, how many close, trusted people do you have around you? people who can't tolerate their own envy tend to alienate or separate themselves from others because of their problems with trust. 3. What do you imagine possessing the envied thing, characteristic, quality, whatever it is? What do you imagine having it would do for you? That is to say, what is the real need? 4. What would you need to sacrifice to have it? And is that trade worth making? So, for example, let's say my wish is that I had 1 million followers on Instagram. That would make me feel more popular, worthy, and I could make more money, which would help me to feel safe. I would need to sacrifice my time spent doing other things to make Instagram my full-time job. And the other sacrifice is that I would also open myself up for more, you know, general commentary, criticism, trolling, and that sort of thing. Finally, can you address the real underlying need? So in the Instagram followers example, that is the need for esteem or love and safety. And it's worth noting that to do this, you might not even need to change anything or do anything. It might just be about appreciating the love and safety you already have. So, envy can be a sign that you are seeking external solutions to internal problems. And if this is something that you think you struggle with, there's absolutely no shame in it. Particularly since, as I mentioned, we live in a culture where to be worthy, we have to be the best, which is, of course, impossible. But if this does sound like you, I would strongly encourage you to try to work on it, if only because there will always be someone doing better than you in some way or another. And if you can't tolerate the feelings that emerge when you become aware of the distance between you and another person, you will find yourself in a near constant state of distress, and you risk making an enemy of the whole world. Okay, so that feels like a good place to stop. I hope that was interesting. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, take very good care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.